Hello and welcome to independentmusicstartup.com. Thank you for watching this video. My name is Trevor T and today I have a video for you about networking. This one is called Three Ways How to Network Effectively. The reason why networking is essential is because it will help you move your label and your music forward. It's good to build up your reach, obviously, because if you're going to reach out to prospective business partners and also to your clients, it's always good to network anyway, and it's essential for your record label or your business growth. What I'm going to cover today is three different techniques, and one of them is how to network at gigs and shows. The other one is how to network at conferences, like music conferences, and the third one is how to use online social media for networking. Right, networking at gigs or shows is good for bonding with fans. Also, it's good for informal networking as well. So it's a good place where you can meet others, people that's in your industry that might be on the same level as you, or maybe even higher than you. It's good that you can go and bond with them, see them in a more relaxed atmosphere than it is to like meet in offices or in that kind of typical formal business sort of atmosphere. The only thing about meeting at these gigs and at shows is that people like to have a good time, so that's why it's kind of more informal. And not only that, people tend to get drunk, might not remember what you're actually saying to them, or you might be drunk, you might not actually remember what you've said to somebody else. It's a more relaxed atmosphere, but it's a good way to bond. It's more to do kind of on a corporate hospitality sort of a tip. So moving on to the next point. All right, networking at conferences. It's good for sourcing out other businesses and services. It's also good for talking straight business, so you don't have to really be doing too much smooching. Obviously, you find out that you like someone or you want to do business with someone, you can more or less come out straight with that. It's good for setting up appointments during and after the event. Something like this is how I made up quite a few bits of my business contacts. I went to several different music conferences in Europe. The best one that I actually went to was Meedam, which is in the south of France, is in Cannes. And from that, we struck up quite a few good business deals with other external companies that actually helped us out along our way. Also, as well, to have us, it'll help you sort out the wheat from the chaff, because if you go to these conferences, usually when you sign up for them, you get a book that will have all the other people that are exhibiting at the conference or who's going to be there. So you can beforehand you can actually get in contact with these other businesses or services and set up appointments in advance. So whereas you can sort out the wheat from the chaff is basically that beforehand, because you're going to be seeing everyone in like a kind of condensed situation, like you might have a load of meetings lined up, it's easier for you to kind of get all your meetings all lined up and done. Then you can sort out who's good for you and who's not good, who can work with you and who can't work with you. So basically, if it was on a different situation, like you're out here, you could meet someone and you might have to kind of smooch them, find an appointment that suits you both. Then you have to meet them. Then you're going to have to spend time in traveling to go and see them, or they have to spend time in traveling to see you. You have a meeting that might take another hour or whatever. And then at the end of the meeting, it might not actually go anywhere. So what I like about music conferences is that everyone is on that kind of business tip. It's easier to get in contact with people because you usually get a book or a kind of directory of all the different businesses and services that are out there. And you can kind of line up your meetings in a row so that you can spend time with each and every person. Then you can filter out after the day or after the whole event who's likely that you're going to be working with. And the third step here, or the third effective step, is to networking online using social media. As you know, it's a global affair. You're not just dealing with people that are local. You're dealing with people that are all around the world. So if you're trying to get distribution, worldwide distribution, you can source companies via social media that you could get in contact with, get to know via whatever social media platform you're using to help you with your business endeavors. on the business sites, on the business networking sites, or the sites that people like to network about business, like people want to network. So if I give you an example of, say, Twitter is a good place where, because most of the users on Twitter are above that, they're above the 24-year age group. I think younger than that, 16 to 24-year-olds, I think that only accounts for about 16% of the users that are on Twitter, but the rest are more adults. We're more likely to want to be networking in that kind of broader scope. And there's a lot of business people that are using Twitter as well, so it's quite good and quite easy for you to kind of connect up with people by using some of the various Twitter search engines that are out there, connecting with them, and then just being nice to them, being useful, being of value to them, and then looking to do business with them. So it's quite good. Some could be a waste of time if the follow-up isn't in place. So you've got to network like how you'll network like offline as well. So instead of you going to them with your hand out saying, yeah, I want your help, or I want you to do this for me or that for me, it's best to kind of go to them with value, be complimentary towards them, say nice things, and obviously be nice to them, and ideally not burn your bridges. If you don't want to do business with them, if the proposition actually came up, then just let them down nicely, probably pass them on elsewhere. But that is what you get out of social media. So my experiences, I'm going to break down my experiences into the three different parts. I used to get gigs, when I used to go to the gigs and do shows, this is before I had any artists underneath the label or I used to run. I used to do it for kind of like market research purposes, like to see what the crowd, what they were like, to kind of gauge the kind of demographic of the actual crowd. Also as well, you can see what kind of music they more prefer. So if you're putting out a certain specific kind of music and you know you don't quite fit a certain crowd, obviously it's not really worth you trying to dig deeper into that specific genre to try and market your music when the time comes. So it was a good place to actually to find out and do some market research. Also as well, it was a good place to kind of network as well, because you'll get some interesting people that you'll see, photographers or people just talking, and you know, you'll see clusters of people that are actually talking, and if you just introduce yourself politely, and you'll find out, you ask them certain questions to find out who they can turn you on to, etc., etc., and it's a nice informal way of how to network. As I said before, regarding using conferences to build business links, we use them for a download company that actually set up the download on our own website. So not only did we use a digital distribution company that actually distributed our downloads, our MP3 downloads all over the web, like to iTunes and all the many different Napster, all the hundreds of different downloading websites out there. We actually got in contact with this company, had a meeting with them at MeDem, and we actually had them set up on our own business website, our own download, so we could set the price and set all the pricing structures, how they get delivered, etc., etc. It was quite a bit of work in setting everything up in the first place, but after you've done it once, it kind of gets easier to do. So they helped us out with the back-end side of it. And if any of you know, you've ever heard of a program, especially over in England, you've probably heard of a program called Dragon's Den. They were a company that actually went to Dragon's Den to get funding for their company, and the Dragon's Den panel actually turned them down. But as of about couple of days ago, the last time I spoke to them, they're actually doing quite good. They've got quite a few independent bands underneath their company structure, who they actually used their system and their technology to work the back end for them to those band websites to actually sell downloads on their own sites. So that's also good. Social media as well. Social media is a good way to get reach of fans and to connect with business owners like distribution journalists, etc., etc. If I give you an example of, say, if you're looking for a photographer and you don't really know how to get in contact with photographers, you could use Twitter to do searches on photographers in Twitter, and you can find a whole bunch of them on there. And you go to their web, you can check out their profiles. They usually have their company websites or some a portfolio of their of their pictures that they've taken. If you like any of them, you can get in contact with them and see if they want to do business with you and take your shots if you need to get some press shots done. Another example is, there was a social networking site in the UK called Shooters. And Shooters is all about different filming or video production companies. And I I signed up and had a membership with them. And we used to always get our videos, our music videos, done via them. Send out, put out a bulletin to send out to all the different members that are there. And people will bid, kind of like a kind of auction type site where people will kind of bid to get your job. Obviously, you put your specifics down on the bids and they get in contact with you and you criteria it down. So social networking or social media sites are a very good way on how to actually get all kinds of bids that will help you out with your record label. So in summary, the three different parts are networking at gigs and shows, networking at conferences, and networking online using social media. So this is what I want you to do next. I want you to go to independentmusicstartup.com, leave your comments about this video underneath, it'll be down below if you're watching it on the blog. If you're watching it anywhere else, then go to independentmusicstartup.com, leave your comments down there. Your feedback is always good. You can always work from off of it. If you find this information useful, also put it down there. If you need me to go in more in depth, also put it down there and I'll do another video for you as well. To your friends, colleagues, or anyone else that you know who could use this information, to go and check out the blog. And you can also send your questions. If you've got any questions or you've got a specific question that you want to ask with regarding your starting up your record label or running your record label, send it to independentmusicstartup@gmail.com. Send it straight. I'll get it straight to me and I will answer your email. If it's something that I can answer you, if it's more of a personal thing, I will answer the email to you on a personal basis. If not, I'll do another video explaining it to it. Explaining the situation or explaining or giving you an answer to it. Don't forget to also follow me on twitter.com. That is Trevor4000. You can also follow me on Facebook, which is Trevor4000 as well. And you can also subscribe to me on YouTube, which is Indie Music. That is spelled IndieMusk. That's Indie Music, which is at YouTube. So this is Trevor T signing out. IndependentMusicStartup.com. Thank you for watching this video. Bye.